Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. That's BB Winans. He promised me. Now listen, you guys know that I have a, you know, an honesty about myself when I'm talking about things like mental health and mental illness, because it's real, and people like to joke about things like this, but I don't. And you've been hearing a commercial that we've been playing from the Center of Behavioral Therapy. Well, the founder is here. It's Hollis M. Evans. Mr. Evans, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm so glad to have you here because there's a lot of questions, and a lot of people need to understand that not only are you licensed therapist, but you also have religious studies as your background as well. So those two things put together means that you are a Christian therapist. How cool is that?
That's very positive.
Yeah.
Very positive.
Very, very positive. Now, here's my thing. People want to say, you know, there's, you know, mental illness and you need to do this and you need to do that. But why isn't the church talking about mental illness the way that they should? I have my theory, but I want to hear from a licensed therapist.
I think a lot with the church when it comes to mental illness. Too many times we tie mental illness to that of being of sin.
Yeah.
And so when people pick up the idea that I'm having a mental health condition or just a condition like that, we think about it as being that a person that is in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the...
And it's perceived then as a weakness rather than something that really should be treated.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Because if I have a physical illness, we don't see that as sin.
Yes.
If I'm a diabetic, you don't see me being in sin because I'm a diabetic.
Amen. Amen. But you have to make those changes medically.
Correct.
Wow. You know, it's just a huge stigma. And I think that a lot of times people feel like if they go to, especially in the black church and black men, in some black women are starting to get into it. I'll sit on a couch in a minute. I'm not even tell you a story. But do you have to have an actual condition to see a therapist, or is it something, you know, if you just have things that are weighing on your mind, what do you think about that?
When you say you're coming to see a therapist, because we're up under an insurance corporation, mm-hmm. it considers to be that of medical, and you would have to have a situation or a condition we're working with, mm-hmm. and often we have to understand what those conditions are. In other words, I could be placed in a situation where I've gone through a lot of trauma, mm-hmm. a lot of difficulties in my life, I've had death of loved ones, someone who's very close to me, been physically abused or sexually abused.
Yes.
Well, then there is a condition tied to that because mm-hmm. you're going through a lot of trauma.
Right.
So therefore, that's when you would be seeing therapists.
Absolutely. What about going to a pastor versus going to a therapist?
The pastor has an open area where they can do a lot of work with you. Therapists themselves are dealing with, I call, clinical conditions,
mm-hmm.
conditions that are diagnosed and they have to be treated on a specific basis.
Right.
So I think a lot of times, like I say, if I have a medical condition, I go see a doctor
mm-hmm.
for my medical condition. Okay, when I go see my pastor, I may not have a medical condition all the time. I can just come and share my concerns and what's happening, problems I'm going through. But when therapy, you're dealing with the problems that are often tied to a medical or a condition mm-hmm. that the person's struggling with.
Mm-hmm. I know that you share your therapy sessions and you kind of merge biblical principles together. How do you actually do that? You know, do you often see more Christians that come in, or is that just something that you do as a practice to merge both of them?
Okay. We do see a large number of persons who are Christians that come in. Often you will come and you will meet with them, and as you continue to talk and to share what they continue to share, a number of persons who come to see us are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do, again, there's a good foundation that you can use with them to help to resolve the issues and the problems.
Sure.
But first you have to identify what is the problem.
Yes.
And a lot of times for those who are Christians, we have a good resource that can help us the most, and that's our God himself.
Amen. Amen.
So we have to identify a lot of what therapy is. It's like a mirror for a person's personality. Mm. I go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and and I see myself and I learn how to fix and to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what therapy is for us, even as Christians, to help persons to identify clearly what is the problem.
Right.
And for those persons who are Christians, they have a good one of the best resources to help them to manage those problems.
Yeah.
Would be that with them having that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, at the Center of Behavioral Therapy, you do a lot of different things. Marital?
Correct.
What are some of the other things that
we do? Marital counseling. We do that of individuals who are going through areas of trauma with their own personal lives, have left losses of loved ones. And there are also people who have medical conditions, let's say like a mood disorder. They can't understand what's going on, why they find themselves consistently being angry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mood disorder, a medical condition. Some persons come in because of depression.
Yeah.
Being very seriously depressed. Some depression is because we call clinical depression. There's no real resources to why I'm so depressed, why I can't get out of the bed, or why I have all these difficult times in organizing my life. That's called a clinical or medical condition like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the depression is because I've gone through a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I find situations where I've had some very major things that have happened in my life, losses of loved ones, I found situations I've been physically abused or sexually abused,
sure.
And major losses I've gone through, major medical problems.
Yeah.
I've had certain parts of my body have been removed. They become very depressed.
Absolutely. Wow. So you are a therapist. What's the actual difference between a therapist and a psychiatrist?
A therapist, you spend a lot more time with therapists first.
Mm-hmm.
Therapists is where you have an opportunity to verbalize your problems.
Okay.
To sit down and to look at them, to verbalize them, to talk through and to understand and to get a clear understanding of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have an area of, again, a verbalization of your problems and having someone who clearly understands me.
Okay.
So therapy is a way of supporting something that I call emotional support.
Yes.
That someone really understands me.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible also says, confess your faults to one another, then pray for one another.
Yes, amen.
You find people you can come and confess and share your difficulties with,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be more open. Psychiatrists are more involved with medication.
Yes.
And your time you spend with the psychiatrist is not that long.
Right.
With therapy, you spend a good 50 minutes to an hour mm-hmm. with someone you can consistently share and problem solve and look at the directions you're going.
Yeah, I like
psychiatrists
that.
Are giving you the medication
mm-hmm.
to manage the difficulty you're dealing with.
Yeah, I like that. Now, do you have to have a psychiatrist?
Depends.
Okay.
You don't always have to have a psychiatrist. If I am going through a situation whereby I've had a lot of trauma in my life, a death of a loved one,
mm-hmm.
I have had situations where I've gone through a divorce,
okay.
I have situations where I had children, may have a death of a child,
mm-hmm.
you may not need medication at that time to manage it.
Right. So
but
you can.
The medication often is used when you find persons who come in with a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I have a mood disorder, called
right.
a bipolar disorder,
right.
or I'm clinically depressed,
right.
and I don't understand why I cannot deal with it, then therefore you find medication will help to stabilize you in that area.
That is a lot. We could talk for hours because I love your voice, first of all. And secondly, I love your spirit. I can feel it coming off. You have passion and compassion for what you do. And if someone needs to make an appointment and seek your services at Center of Behavioral Therapy, how do they do that?
They would just call the number
mm-hmm.
and the intake person would in turn take their name, their information from them
mm-hmm.
and would set them up for an appointment to be able to be seen by a therapist. Called the first session is called an intake session.
Yes.
Where you come in and share all of your information to identify where the problematic areas may be. So what they just need to do is just make a call,
mm-hmm.
call the office, and they would in turn set them up for it.
Do you have the number?
248-471-5550.
Okay.
That's 248-471-5550.
And you can also go to their website, which is centerofbehavioraltherapy.com. And thank you so much, Mr. Evans. I truly appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank
and thank you,
so
you also.
Much.
Do appreciate it.
We're Praise 102.7.